What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth does adore him. What a mighty, awesome, great, powerful God we serve. There is no God but our God. There is no God like our God. And we honor him today for his faithfulness. We honor him for his love, his mercy, his goodness that he is rich in. He is rich in mercy. I want to ask Pastor Butler to pray today, probably just to take us all the way through the prayer call as the Spirit of God leads him. Pray till about 6:25, 6:28, somewhere around there. But I just want to let him pray this morning as the Spirit of God leads him. Let's pray and intercede. Let's get ourselves in a position of prayer so that we make sure we break the cycles and we don't carry them into 2022. Pastor Butler's in your hands. Sister Joy, is Pastor Butler on?
Yes, sir. I'm sorry. My phone was on mute. More grace, Pastor. Good morning, and grace be unto you, and peace be multiplied, sir.
Amen. More grace.
Thank God for you, KCC family, for those of you that are connected by way, amen, of the Spirit of God placing you upon this call. We salute you in the matchless name of Jesus. We're going to go before his majesty and thank him for the great things that he has done. But yes, he has done great things, and we are glad. So before we ask anything as we go into our prayer point, I want to say, amen, just acknowledge him, celebrate him, amen, reverence him, extol him, esteem him high, amen, because he is worthy of it. Hallelujah. And we're going to let the people praise him, let all the people praise him. We're going to do it starting from the rising of the sun. Hey, glory to God, to the going down of the same. Amen. Lift your right hand. Say, Father, in the matchless name of Jesus, we come before you, your majesty. We bless you with the fruit of our lips. We want to celebrate you as our King, our Lord, our Redeemer, and the keeper, hallelujah, of our souls. Be glorified. Come on, let's pray in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you right now. Hallelujah. According to your word, Lamb of God, you told us to come to your gates with thanksgiving and enter into your gates with praise, to be thankful unto you and to bless your name, because you're good and your mercy endure forever. Oh God, thou art our God, and early will we seek you. Our soul thirsteth for thee as in a dry and a thirsty land. Our flesh even so, hallelujah, as though there was no water, or when the water is, Lamb of God, to see thy power and thy glory. So as I've seen thee in the sanctuary, because of your loving kindness, Master, oh God, that is better than life, and our lips shall praise thee. It shall bless you. Thus will we bless you while we live, Lord. We'll lift up our hands, hallelujah, in thy name. God, that's what you told David, and that's what we, Lord, strive to do for you. Hallelujah. If we had 1,000 tongues, we could not bless you enough. Father, we lift up that majestic, mighty, magnificent name that is set above every name, that at that name every knee should bow and tongue confess that Jesus is Lord. We bless you this morning because you are so mindful of us. Hallelujah. Until you gave us a redeeming Savior that not only redeemed us from sin, but then you're able to keep that, Lord, which you have, Lord Jesus Christ, hallelujah, chosen against that day. We bless you that your name is a strong tower. Hallelujah. The righteous run into it, and we are safe thereat. We call your name wonderful. We call your name, hallelujah, hallelujah, counselor. We call your name, amen, lifted up and chief shepherd. You are the Lord Jesus Christ, desire of all nations. You're the door. Hallelujah. You're the faithful witness, my God. Hallelujah. You're the everlasting Father and the eternal life, the first begotten, hey, from the dead. Hallelujah. We bless you forever. Hallelujah. Even Lord Mary called you blessed of the Lord forever. So we bless you, Jesus. We lift you, Jesus. You are the glory of the Lord. You're the great high priest, the Holy One of God. Hallelujah. The judge of Israel and the Lord keeper of the church. We bless you. We give you glory as thou art King of kings. And not only Lord King of kings, but you're King of the saints. You're the Lamb of God. You're the Lawgiver. Hallelujah. The Lion of the tribe of Judah. Lord God Almighty. You are our mediator. Hey, Shambaha Katumba. Hallelujah. You're the messenger of the covenant. Medieval Safta. Lebrandele Lebehusa. Our Messiah. Hallelujah. Our mighty God. Hallelujah. The mighty one. Hallelujah. Of Jacob. We bless you. Oh, blessed Savior. The plant. Hallelujah. Grown out of a dry ground. Be lifted up, Prince of Life. Be glorified, thou root of David. Hallelujah. Shabbat. Glory to God. We bless you right now, Son of the Highest. Not only are you the Son of the Highest, you're the Son of Man and the Son of God. You're the Son of the Blessed. You're the true and living God. Not only the true and living God, you are the true vine. Hallelujah. You're the truth, the way, and the life. You're the wisdom of God. You're the Lord Jesus, true witness. Hallelujah. You're the Word made flesh. You are the bread of life. You are the Lord, water of thirst. And we bless you. There's none like you. There's none to be compared with you. There's none beside you. You stand, hey, glory, glory, in a class all by yourself. You are, hallelujah, like none other. You are set aside. You stand alone, and you walk by yourself. Hey, on the clouds of the air by the name of Jah. Hallelujah. Who is this King of glory? You're the Lord strong and mighty. You're the mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Father, even Lord Jesus Christ, you are called the captain of the host. And for that we praise you. For that we adore you. The keeper of our soul. Hallelujah. The consolation of Israel. We call you our comforter, our guide, our strength. You're our light and our salvation, and we ain't got to fear nobody. We praise you this morning. Oh, Lord, let the high praises of God be in our mouths this morning, Father, as a two-edged sword, as we dismantle and disassemble all, Lord Jesus Christ, resistance that have been plotted and planned and set before us for today. We, Lord Jesus, pull it down, and we invite your presence in as you inhabit the praises of your people. Oh God, you're welcome in this place, on this call, through these airways, in this atmosphere. Be magnified. Hallelujah. God, we give you divine praise, and we give you divine glory, because it's thine. It was thine, it will be thine, and it is yours forevermore. In the name of Jesus. Oh, glory. My God. Hallelujah. I'm stirred this morning. Hallelujah. He's a wonder in my soul. Amen. When you think about where he's brought you from, amen, you don't need to ask him for stuff to get excited. You don't need to even see him do anything else. Just think about what he's done. David said, this I recall to my mind, therefore have I hope. It is the Lord's mercy because of him that we are not consumed. So just thinking about, amen, the secret junk he brought you out of. Hallelujah. Amen. And now sustaining you. You ought to be opening your mouth. Hallelujah. And shout victory. Hallelujah. Defeating the powers of darkness by giving God the high praise that's due unto his name. Glory to God. Our first prayer point that we're going to pray. We're going to pray for our set man. The Lord told me, hallelujah, to remain, amen, vigilant and sober. And I always remember this, beloved, those of you that are under the sound of my voice and under this prayer call, you've been called to a clarion call of prayer. Hallelujah. But that you have to understand that the vehicle and the vessel that brought you to this point, to where many of you are now becoming stirred and motivated to tap into the things of God, you have to remember, amen, that God is using Prophet Brian Kahn to do so. But, amen, we also are not ignorant, according to Ephesians 4, amen, we are not ignorant of Satan's devices, so therefore we don't give no place to the devil, according to Ephesians 4:27. And so we are watchful. We're not ignorant of his devices. So we understand that the bigger the target, the greater you are used of God. The greater you are used of God, the bigger the target you are. The more effective you are, the bigger the target you are. We are not saying that in a fearful way. We are saying that just because we want to be cognizant, amen, aware, astute, and alert of Satan's devices so that he has no advantage. So we're lifting our man of God up because God is using him in a mighty way. I never want us to become so selfish and self-centered that it's always about a prophecy for us, a prophecy for me. What the word is saying to me, use him to speak to me. Hallelujah. It's all about me. No, let's lift him up so God can be glorified through him and that he can corral the body of Christ together, amen, for the purpose, even in the divine design of God. According to 2 Thessalonians, I believe it is, yes. 2 Thessalonians, real quickly. 2 Thessalonians and chapter number 3 and verse number 1, amen. It's something very important that the Apostle Paul said here. And I want us to understand, no matter how mightily, amen, the man of God is used, he is a target for the enemy. So we stand in the gap and make up the hedge. Listen to what the Apostle Paul said to the church. Hallelujah. 2 Thessalonians 3 and 1. Finally, brethren, pray for us that the word of the Lord may have free course and be glorified even as it is with you. Hallelujah. And that we may be delivered from unreasonable and wicked men, for all men have not faith. Lift your right hand up and say, Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray for the voice that you've given to us. We thank you for the vehicle that you have used, Lord, to transport us to this moment in time in prayer. Prophet Brian Kahn Jr., Overseer Kahn Jr., hallelujah, our pastor, Prophet Brian Kahn Jr., we lift him up now. We cover him. We protect him. And we rebuke all adversarial assault in Jesus' name. Come on, let's pray. Father, in the matchless name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord. You have given us to be watchmen on the wall. You have given us to be spiritual sentinels and guardians of his anointing. Father, we take not our responsibility lightly, but we stand on our watch. Hallelujah. We stand on our post. And Father, we are astute and we are ever vigilant. Hallelujah. God, and we thank you now that we dismantle every Lord dark, every Lord Jesus plan, every word curse, every word that would come against Prophet Brian Kahn Jr., hallelujah, to discourage him, to make him, Lord Jesus Christ, move left or right from your divine assignment. We dismantle those in the name of Jesus. Every Lord Jesus Christ spiritual Delilah, hallelujah, every spiritual assassin, every spiritual Lord Jesus Christ reconnaissance that is set out against him, we dismantle it, hallelujah, and we decree and declare that you be broken, be broken, be broken in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. We come against every reconnaissance that is set out, every peeping spirit, hallelujah, every Lord Jesus Christ, hallelujah, spirit that has been sent out to find out what the plans of God is for his life. We, Lord Jesus, blind their minds. We blind the eyes of the enemy. And we decree and declare that the table and the conference in which, Lord, the plans are being made is overthrown. We overthrow it now. We overthrow. Come on. We overthrow now. Be overthrown. Be overthrown. In the name of Jesus, come on. Father, we thank you, Lord, that you're using him mightily. Continue to use him as your soldier valiantly, your general triumphantly. Father, continue to cause him to not only run through truth and leap over walls, but to have a commanding general's voice. Father God, to dictate and to navigate the church through these dark times. God, we thank you. In the name of Jesus, we put a perimeter around him now. In the hammer. Oh, glory. We put a perimeter around his family. We put a perimeter around Lord Jesus Christ, his grandparents. We put a perimeter around his nieces, nephews. Hallelujah. We put a perimeter around his study life, his prayer life, his dedication, his commitment, his enthusiasm and motivation, the drive that he has for you, the love that he has for you. We put a perimeter, and we bathe it in the blood of Jesus, and we decree and declare that it's a no interest zone into the powers of darkness. We resist the cohorts of hell. We stand, Lord, as the armor that you have collected together, Father, not just for ourselves. We regurgitate this Friday now for all that you've done for us this week, how you have used them and moved through them. And God, he's been pouring out all of himself for the church. Now, God, let the spirit of godly rest, let the spirit of grace be wrapped about his neck as an ornament and a garment. In the name of Jesus, we thank you right now, Father God, that every weapon that has been formed according to Isaiah, hallelujah, we decree and declare, Isaiah 54, it will not work. It is dismantled. It is disrupted. It is nullified. It is discombobulated. In the name of Jesus, and we thank you now that through him you're giving greater orders, you're giving direction, guidance, strength to the people, you're giving hope in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lamb of God, every pastor, every CCIF pastor, those that are under this umbrella, those that have been assigned to Lord Jesus' shepherdship, let them become pillars, hallelujah, to the church and to him. Let them become support systems now. Grant us a burden as leaders to feel his passion. Grant us a burden as leaders to feel his pain. Grant us a burden as leaders. Oh, glory, glory. Grant us as leaders, God. Hallelujah. To not just be there for fishing the load, for a title, for a position of recognition, but God, you said, do the work of the ministry. Cause us to stand in the gap. Cause us to make up the hedge for the land and the people. We take this time, God, and we lift him up before you. We take this time, God, and we saturate the airway and the heavens, and we pass through, hallelujah, the second heaven, hallelujah, and we decree and declare, Father, that he is triumphant, that you're going to use him the more to touch the more people, that you be glorified, that Christ be magnified, and that all the powers of darkness, hallelujah, be terrified in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God. I'm sorry, I got stirred. I said, hey, son to the most. God, I love you. God, I love you this morning. Hey, hey, glory, glory. God, we praise you this morning. We bless you for such gifts that you've given unto man. God, give us the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Reverence this moment in these hours that you've given us great opportunity to come boldly before your throne. God, I'm so sure. Right now, I want somebody to just praise him for the next 10 seconds. Go ahead and praise him that you have opportunity to come before his majesty as he stretches out the royal scepter to us. Hallelujah. And he's even given us, amen, he loved us so much. He's given us a voice piece to motivate and stir, challenge, and yes, even rebuke us to get into God's face for our good and for God's glory. Hallelujah. We love him today. Come over to God. Amen. Our next prayer point, amen, we're going to take it by force. According to Matthew 11 and 12, the Bible said, amen, from the days of John the Baptist, excuse me, from the days of John the Baptist, even unto now, the kingdom of heaven suffer violence, and the violent take it by force. Amen. This Friday, we're taking everything, hallelujah, that has not been rendered up this week thus far. We're taking it. We're not asking for it. We're not negotiating. We're not communicating. Hallelujah. Bless God. We are taking it, and we're taking it by force. So get out the bed, Mr. and Mrs. Lazy Thing. Get on your knees. Get on your feet. Walk around. Let's get radical. Let's get violent. You got to take your family. You got to take that. You got to take that thing that God has done. You, listen, the man of God talked about last night, amen, and yesterday, amen, fighting and warring with the prophecies that were gone before you. That means you take these prophecies, and now let's go to battle with them. They become the fuel, hallelujah, for the furnace of, amen, motivation. They become the fuel for the furnace of tenacity. Amen. The prophecies that's gone out before us, they become the fuel, hallelujah, for our prayer. Let's go to God in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. One scripture I want to read real quickly in the book of Joshua. Joshua chapter 6, verse number 1 and 2. He says, now Jericho was straightly shut up because of the children of Israel. None went out and none came in. And the Lord said unto Joshua, see, I have given into thine hand Jericho and the king thereof and the mighty men of valor. That's Joshua 6, 1 and 2. So we are decreeing and declaring what the enemy has. We are boxing him in. Huh? Hey, glory. Hallelujah. The promise is yours, and we're not asking for it. We're taking it by force in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Watch this. Let's go to Psalm 63 and 9 real quickly, because this is going to be a parallel scripture with that. Psalms 63, 9 and 10. But those that seek my soul to destroy it shall go into the lower parts of the earth. They shall fall by the sword. They shall be a portion, hey, for foxes. Come on, let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, that you have given us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these we should be partakers of your divine nature, as we have escaped the corruption of the lust of the world through lust. God, we thank you now that you've given us all things that pertain to life and godliness. So now we take our positions. Hallelujah, for we know that we've been chosen to be soldiers, and as soldiers, we prepare and set ourselves in array for the battle. Father, we thank you now for our children, our family. Hallelujah. And we take them back today in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare, hallelujah, every weapon that the enemy has set up, it is not working. We decree the enemy's, amen, has no access to our life, our children's life, our Lord Jesus' loved one's life, in the name of Jesus, our pastor's life, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, his pastor's life, hallelujah. We thank you now that the enemy has no access. We do declare, do not enter a zone, amen, that has been restricted in Jesus' name as it pertained to our body, to our mind, even to our assignment. In the name of the Lamb of God, the only one who has access to our life, hallelujah, is you, Lord God, hallelujah, and the angels that you've given concerning us and assigned to us. So therefore, any door, any opening, or any crack that I've given or that we've given ignorantly or willingly, hallelujah, or because of default, Lord, we set it now, and we decree and declare, we box the enemy in, and we command them, loose our children from afar, send our daughters back, send our sons back. Father, in the name of Jesus, we decree and declare, hallelujah, that, amen, our blessing is released today. In the name of Jesus, we release the prosperity. We release the joy that is supposed to be ours. We release the peace of mind. Father, I go to those now, Father, in prayer for those who are going through mind battles, who have been under mental assault, spiritual assassins assigned to their mental facilities. And God, I take over in the name of Jesus every Lord stronghold that have been set against them. Father, you said two are better than one. So God, I incorporate myself along with these believers, our faith coupled together, Father, that you would pull down arrest you. We dominate you. We infiltrate your spirit, hallelujah, and your spiritual forces in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Father, we thank you right now, hallelujah, that the Lord Jesus' house is there. Those that are Lord Jesus in loans, those that are Lord Jesus are making transitional deals. Father, we thank you that it belongs to them and we take it now. Despite what the doctor said, we take our help. Despite what the report says, we take, Lord, our finances. Despite our cops, go my head, come on, our cops, we take it now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And we command you, spirit of discouragement, spirit of disparity, spirit of despair, we command you, be broken, be broken, be broken. Father, we pray that this Lord Jesus Christ prayer today becomes an elevator to lift them out of the dungeon of disparity, the dungeon of discouragement, the dungeon of dismayment, and lift them where you say it, be lifted up. Hallelujah, ye gates, hallelujah, be lifted up, lift up our head, and let the King of glory come in our soul. We take it by force. We take, Lord, our anointing. We take our ministry. KCC Charlotte, KCC Jacksonville, KCC, hallelujah, Houston, hallelujah, CCIF pastor that's under this umbrella. We take, Lord, hallelujah, their victory back to them. We take their stability back to them. We take Most High, Liman Sota, and then come on, come on, come on, reach out and take it. Get up and take it, take it. Moshala, Kota, Debe, Motoni Bi, Rando Robo Sika. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Glory to God.
Glory to God.
You take
glory
him out for God. Go ahead, Pastor.
Glory to God.
It belongs
glory
to you.
To God. Glory to God. What a mighty God we serve, and we thank God for that prayer, for that intercession. We're going to pray one more prayer for him. We are commanding change. We are commanding change. We are commanding change. Some of you are dealing with spirits that are stubborn. So go ahead and wake up, thou that sleepest. Go on, get your little hips up. Come on. Awake, thou that sleepest, and command change. Command change in your finances. Command change. Raise your right hand. Say in the name of Jesus. As I lift my voice this morning, I command change. I command change. I command change. Now, now, lift your voice and begin to pray. Father, in Jesus' name, we command change. We command change in every area of our life. Father, I command change in my finances, change in my ministry, change in my body, change in my health, change in the life of my sons and daughters, change in the life of my nieces and nephews, change in the life of my sisters and brothers, change in the life of my mother and father. Father, I command change. I command change in government. I command change in thrones. I command change in dominion. I command change. I decree change. I declare change. Father, I thank you that everything is changing for my good. I thank you that everything is changing for my good. I thank you for change. Father, I lift up change. I decree change. I execute change. I demand change. I declare change. Hey, Bashata Lebo Shukumaya. Yembibi Azilimi Ifalatan Talamoya. Open your mouth. Decree change. Declare change. Decree that change shall be established in the earth. There shall be change in Jacksonville. There shall be change in Diebobosha. There shall be change in Jacksonville. Y'all listen to me and hear me prophetically by the Spirit of grace. Something is happening in D.C. I don't know what it is, and it may take time to unravel, but something is happening in Washington, D.C. I sense a change. There is going to be a sudden change and a sudden switch in government. Hear me, Bobo Shaba. Hear me by the Spirit of God. Something is happening to our Supreme Court, but there's coming a change. There's being a change in justices, but there's being a change in government. I'm not saying tomorrow, I'm not saying next week, but I'm telling you there is a change taking place in D.C. Something is taking place. I'm talking about a major change. I'm talking about a change that got people saying, who is the president? got people saying, who is the vice president? Or maybe someone is saying, what is going on concerning who will be the next justice? There is coming a sudden change. God told us to pray for all of this year, to pray, but really pray these last couple of weeks. Why? Because he said that death would be at an all-time high, and that if we don't pray, this will be a sad Christmas, all right? So we got to pray. We got to intercede. Change is taking place. People who are in power are losing it. The first are becoming last, and the last shall be first. Hear me by the Spirit of God. Halaboshande eshabashitala makandala mahosa. Change is taking place. I know what I'm saying by the Spirit of grace. I feel this so strong. There is change taking place. Yababasha shalamandala kotalabasi. Silalababoko talamanda. Change is happening. Father, we bless you for the change. Well, we interceded this morning. Pastor Butler took us before the very throne of heaven. My God enjoyed him this morning talking about who God was, the Son of David, the seed of David, the Son of God and the Son of Man, the lawgiver, hallelujah, the keeper of my soul. We bless God this morning. Now, I want you today, all day, to declare change. You see a situation you don't like, command change. You see something going on with your daughter, your son, your father, your finances, do not complain. Make it your business to not complain today. And command change. Abba, ubandele bekidala hazaya. Command change. Decree change. You shall decree a thing, and it shall be established. Obashala makanda. And that's what we are decreeing. And that's what we're believing God for, a change in every area of our life. There's a change taking place in me. There's a change taking place in you. And you'll never be the same again. Because God don't tell no lies. The man of his word. He does what he says. Give yourself the prayer, because prayer works, and decree change. You are blessed. You are anointed. You are favored. You can't be stopped. Kala mandala kitolo mosha. I said you cannot be stopped. The favor of God is your portion. And this is a good day for you. We'll be in prayer. Yes, we'll be in prayer this evening. At 6 o'clock, get ready to pray. I look forward to praying with you. Now remember, 12 o'clock, all locations, Jacksonville. Come on, let's get in prayer at 12, Jacksonville. Charlotte, 12, Houston. Come on, let's pray and believe God, because things are happening in your favor and nothing's going to be able to stop you. You are blessed, and I look forward to praying with you this evening. More grace.